Well, as I meander around the Classic, I see David Dudley, and already starting off to be a pretty good year for you, buddy.
Yeah, it's good to fish the first tournament of the year and to come away with a win.
Well, it's nice to go down to Okeechobee and do that. You know, you're a pretty humble guy all the time about this win thing. But that's how you get that livelihood and get to keep fishing, right?
Yeah, you can't, in anything in life, you can't let your head get so big or else you're going to go down. You don't only have one way to go, and that's down. So if you don't let your head get big, you can continue on doing what you probably do best.
Well, there was a couple, 3 or 4 years ago, you had one of those years that you remember for your whole life and, you know, won the FLW championship, of course, and had a lot of things going on that year. But you've not really lost any of that momentum, David. You know, you look at every year, seems like you go out there, you're able to catch them.
Yeah, it's in fishing, you can go in the slumps, what they call a slump or not a slump. But I did go through a little slump there. It was about a year. It was the first time I never made the Classic, so I did go through a slump, but I hopefully now I've, you know, overcome that and I'm back to par. I had to put myself back through basic training 101. I've talked about that in a few other deals, but it's I really had to put myself through training again. I was trying to rely on, you know, I don't need to practice, I don't need to do things. And then when I went through that little slump, I had to come to face reality that it's not like riding a bicycle, you know, that you can just hop on a bicycle and ride it like you used to all the time. That I had to put myself through training again, and that meant fishing with other anglers, getting in the back of other people's boats and just watching them fish, you know, just, you know, and that's pretty much what I did to try to help gain my mental attitude back.
We had a dad that wasn't too bad of a fisherman, and I know that helps a little bit. And he probably a long time ago got in the back of his boat a little bit, and that might be where you started this deal.
Yeah. My dad is one heck of a fisherman. He's taught me a lot through the years, and you know, it's great to continue to fish with your dad and people that took me fishing as a kid, and to get back and like almost to the old times. It's a great thing to have.
Well, after you went through basic training, you got promoted to a lieutenant right away because you won that Okeechobee event.
Yeah, it helps. I tell you, you know, most people, you know, the mechanics of fishing, I don't think many people lose, per se, the casting of that. But when you get to the level that we fish at, probably I would say 70% of what you do out there is all mental decisions, mentally focusing and things like that. When I put myself through training, that's what I had lost, and that's what I was trying to regain, is the mental aspect of it.
Well, I'm going to talk and reminisce here a little bit with you. You know, I'm one of these guys, I'm 50 years old. So when I go out there, you know, I had the worst year I've ever had in my life last year. And I look back to, you know, this local stuff, fishing VFL, some of those kind of things. And you're right, that focus changes from year to year. And if you lose just that little bit of edge when you're fishing FLW or whatever you're fishing, that can be a big difference with the caliber of people you're fishing against.
Yeah, it is. When you have the caliber of fishermen that's out in the field, you know, like we compete against, there's no room for error. And some other tournaments that are out there, you know, there might be a little room for error, but there's so many great anglers out there that there's no room for error. And I know that if I mentally make a mistake one time, the angler that's on top of his game is going to pass me, you know, easily. And I just don't like anybody pass me. I always like to be number one, and so you got to be mentally strong.
Well, you know, all these years I've known you, one of the things I like about you is you say how you feel. You know, in all the years, you know, you're a very quiet guy, very unassuming guy. But if somebody comes up to you and they say, hey, what do you think about this? You give them your opinion. And that's been the strength, I think, of your attitude out on the water, is sometimes that attitude kind of shows out a little bit.
Right. I think a lot of people mistake me for, you know, I hear a lot of, you're going to have David Dudley fans and you're going to have David Dudley haters. It doesn't bother me no more. I've accepted the fact that when you are in the limelight, that some people are going to like you and some people aren't. It doesn't bother me one bit. But yes, And a lot of it's due because if most people, if you ask me a question, I'm going to tell you. I'm not going to beat around the bush. I'm not going to tell you what you want to hear said. If you ask me a direct question, I'm going to give you a direct answer. And if I don't want to give you a direct answer and it's too harsh of a direct answer, I might just say I'd rather not comment. But for the most part, I'm going to say it. And probably my biggest pet peeve, since I'm talking about it, is I'm going to go ahead and speak my mind now. I cannot stand the statement of swinging for the fences. I hate it with a passion. I think it is the biggest sorry excuse of anybody out there. How many times have you ever heard somebody go on stage and say, I swung for the fences and I won? No, you swing from the fences from the very get-go. When they call your number from day one, you're swinging for the fences in. What makes you decide to swing for the fence the fourth day? No, you swing for the fences every time. It's, you know, there's been a couple people that's tried it. Rick Klun tried swinging for the fence his whole one season. Where did he finish? Almost dead last. You know, nobody can honestly go out and catch big fish. It's, you know, nobody can do it. Tony Christian couldn't even do it. He did it another way, assumingly, but it's just nobody can honestly go out and swing for the fences. I hate that statement.
You know, it's funny because if you're a home run hitter, you are, but if you're a singles hitter, you are too. And sometimes the single hitters, they can put runs together. You know, that's what it's all about. That's what I see. I told you, I knew I could get something out of you. I knew I'd get you with something like that. You know, David, as you look at your career and reflect back on it a little bit, young man comes into this sport, loves everything about it, gets engaged, has that good success. And like you said, this year, you had to refocus a little bit, and right away after you do, you win an event.
Yeah, it's not the easiest thing to do, but it is such a mental game out there that you have to totally concentrate on every aspect when you're fishing.
Well, you know, I always appreciate you, you know, and I know you've had probably the longest standing Castrol sponsorship that I know of. I think you're the first guy that was on board there, and I wish you luck the rest of the way, man. The championship's not too far away.
Yeah, it's right around the corner, and I've been fortunate to already have qualified for it, so it does. I was actually scared going into this season because once you qualify for a championship or classic, you may have a tendency to let your guard down. And I told my wife, I said, honey, I'm not there at the, and this was at the Okeechobee tournament when I was practicing. It's like, honey, I'm just missing something. My drive's not there. And it took me a couple days throughout practice to really get that drive back. And you know, because you can set your guard down if you've already made the championship or classic. And I have, and I'm trying not to let that affect me.
Well, I'm going to let you walk around here the rest of the classic, sign a few autographs, pick up a few baits. I see you got some secret baits there you got with you, but thanks for being with me here at Bass Fan Radio.
Thank you. I enjoyed it.
I'm Terry Brown. This has been Bass Fan Radio.